Spreading the good news. If you have been a Christian for any length of time, you will have heard that one of your tasks is to evangelize. In other words, to spread the good news of the gospel message. This is one area where many of us might feel ill at ease. Somehow, telling other people about our faith may not grab us as the most pleasant of experiences, and yet it was a command that Jesus gave us just before he ascended into heaven. If we had just won the lottery, or we just got engaged, or found out that we had inherited a 50,000-acre estate in England, we would probably be unable to stop ourselves from telling everyone we met. The good news of the gospel is even better than that. Could it be that the reason why we are not sharing the gospel with other people is because somehow we haven't fully grasped what the good news actually means ourselves? So what is the good news? The good news is that Jesus has come to free humanity from the ancient curse brought upon us by Adam and Eve's first sin. When Adam and Eve sinned, we were all cut off from God. There was no way that we could reach heaven or start up a relationship with God again that would result in our salvation. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid the price for our sin and freed us from the awful punishment that humanity deserved for disobeying God. By rising from the dead and sending us the Holy Spirit in baptism, he gave us the means and the power to enter into a new way of life that ultimately would result in eternal happiness with God in heaven. But that all sounds fairly theoretical, and we've heard it all before, perhaps. It's also not something that would immediately capture the imagination of someone we wanted to share it with. What would grab someone's attention is if we ourselves had personally experienced the liberating power of the Holy Spirit. If we were to tell someone that we had met Jesus Christ and he had changed our life, then that would be a message to make people sit up and take notice. As Pope Paul VI says in Evangelii Nuntiandi, modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers, and if he does listen to teachers, it's because they are witnesses. Although Jesus has directed us to evangelize and to spread the good news, when we have had a personal encounter with the Lord, speaking to people about our experience no longer becomes a chore. It becomes a way in which we can help other people to have the same encounter that we have had. It becomes no longer a duty, but a pleasure and a means of exhibiting charity towards our neighbour. The question is, though, have we had that encounter? Have we experienced a life-changing awakening of the Holy Spirit within us? The legal term nemo dat quod non habet applies here. No one gives what they don't have. If we haven't yet had that awakening of the power of our baptism, why not find a way of having that experience, either through an evangelistic course like Alpha, the Life in the Spirit seminars, or the Resurrection Life course, or by asking someone to pray over us for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Some people even have that experience on their own in prayer by giving their life to Jesus and asking for a release of the Holy Spirit. When we have had that experience, we will want to tell other people. Whom do we tell? Our kids, our relatives, co-workers, strangers in the street, anyone, in fact, whom we think will benefit from hearing the good news. Very often when we choose to share our experience of new life in the Holy Spirit, we find that people are quite prepared to listen to us. Many people are leading lives of quiet desolation, and the good news that we offer them is a way out of their distress. So often when we tell someone about our life-changing experience, they are prepared to listen. This is especially the case if they know us and can see that our lives are different, that something has changed in us. When people see us resisting the temptation to judge other people or gossip, and when they see us serving people's needs and showing concern and compassion for others, they'll want to know what motivates us. When they see us being cheerful in the face of suffering, they'll want to know what our secret is. When they notice that we are not anxious for the future, they'll want to know why. It's always a good idea to find the right moment to share the gospel message rather than blurting out the message or Bible thumping. The Holy Spirit is the one who is constantly at work in everyone to draw us ever closer into a relationship with God. Consequently, he will guide us as to whom we should speak to about our experience and when the right time is. It's worth listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, who will speak to us sometimes interiorly in words or in a movement of the heart or through the circumstances that present themselves to us as we go about our day. One good way of opening up a discussion that might lead to speaking about the Lord is to offer to pray for someone who's struggling or who is experiencing family troubles. That almost never falls on deaf ears, and usually people are grateful for the care you are showing to them. Because evangelization is not really about notching up conquests, it's about relationships. The most effective way that we can introduce someone to the new life that we experience is by befriending them, showing them our concern for their welfare and cultivating an ongoing relationship with them. People need to know that you're interested in them as a person. Ultimately, you are an ambassador for Christ, and you stand in his place to convey his love to other people. Your words and actions then become living proof of the love that Jesus has for each person. It may also be the case that you are simply one of a long line of encounters that someone has with Christians of various types. It has been said that it can often take 7 different encounters before someone comes to the point of conversion. You may be number 1, number 4, or number 7. What is important is showing love to the person, and where appropriate, sharing the gospel message backed up by your own experience, not chalking up another convert to add to your collection. Evangelization is different than apologetics. Apologetics is where you try to convince someone that Christianity is right, often using intellectual arguments. However, although someone might eventually succumb to your line of reasoning, it's not very common for someone to come to a point of conversion through that method. Evangelization, on the other hand, is more about your personal witness of the life-altering power of the gospel. It's about sharing your experience of meeting Jesus and allowing the Holy Spirit into your life in a new way. Someone may resist the gospel message, but it's difficult for someone to argue with your personal experience. There is always a certain reticence when we start out and a reluctance to speak about the Lord. But if we take the plunge and begin to share the gospel message, we will often find that people are eager to hear. The Holy Spirit has already been at work in the people we meet, so often they are ready to receive what we have to tell them. Let's pray and ask the Lord to give us the courage to spread the good news. Jesus, you have commissioned us to make disciples of all nations. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and equip us to spread the good news of your death and resurrection to everyone we meet. Help us to love them as you love them, and reveal to them the power and freedom that is found in you. Amen.